Good morning. Welcome to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Radick, your host. Delighted to have you with us on this Friday. It's a beautiful day, Football Friday, as we call it. There is a remarkable film that opens today in both Carrollton and Douglasville and Noonan, and the title of it simply is Reagan. And we're very pleased to have in studio Mark Sullivan of Lime Biscuit Creative, who has a role in promoting that film. But before we talk to Mark, we're going to play for you, and we're on Facebook Live, so you'll be able to see the trailer on Facebook Live, but you'll also, of course, be able to hear it on the radio station. So with that, I'm going to ask Colin and Joel to go ahead and get ready and begin.
Welcome to your life.
There's nothing a retired governor can do, but a president.
Now he can do a thing or two.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
I will be frank with you that as a citizen, I would not like to see any political party outlawed on the basis of its ideology, because I still believe, Mr. Chairman, that democracy can handle it.
I was a brand new KGB officer, given my first intelligence assignment, a certain actor and union leader.
Dutch, there's a purpose for you, like.
You can run from a bully for so long, but after a while, you're gonna have to stand up to him.
It's my boy!
There's about to be another war right here in Hollywood. The commies on one side, the mob on the other, and you're right in the middle, son.
If you put as much work into your career as you do making your speeches, you'd have an Oscar by now.
Hello, I'm Nancy Davis.
Hello, Nancy Davis, I'm Ron Reagan.
I'm curious, Ron.
What would you say is the issue of our time?
No question about it. Communism and the Soviet Union.
Get in the game, run for office.
It's you!
I'm running for governor and I would like your vote.
I've forgotten your name.
Do his initials help, RR?
Honey, Roy Rogers is here!
And he's running for governor!
Ronnie, remember when we met? You told me that you wanted to make a difference in this world. You know what you have to do.
Governor Reagan, again, typically, is against such a proposal.
There you go again.
But he was not afraid to take us on.
There's nothing a retired governor can do about the Soviets, but a president.
Now you can do a thing or two.
Welcome to your life.
I was a lifeguard on a river.
There's no turning back.
And I learned how to read the currents. Not just the ones on the surface, but also the ones deep underneath the water.
I am about to start the biggest war of this century, and I'm not going to fire a single shot.
You're going to blow up 8 years of diplomacy.
Well, if you think that got their undies in a wad, you just wait.
What did the president know, and when did he know it?
What would you have me do?
I want you to fight!
Mr. Gorbachev! Tear down this wall.
Wants to rule the world.
The movie Reagan opens tonight in Noonan, Carrollton, and Douglasville. A remarkable movie in that this is not any kind of low-budget independent film. It has some major type A stars, and we've got in studio Mark Sullivan, Lime Biscuit Creative from Carrollton.
Thank you.
How? What in the world is a Carrollton creative firm doing attached to this film? Tell us the story.
I've asked myself that question probably 25, 30 times, but it's a unique story at best. Our friends that were in the musical group, the Neelands, they were clients of ours, they're friends of ours. They had been doing, obviously, a lot with Gaither Music Foundation for decades now. And Bill Gaither wanted to record an album with Dennis Quaid and do a gospel project with Dennis Quaid. So Dennis was just recently came to Christ. It's probably been 2-3 years ago, and most people don't even know he's a musician. So he started doing these gospel songs, and he wrote several original songs. So they started producing that, and then they brought the Nealands in to do some backup work for him, and that struck up a friendship. So through them, we made a connection to Dennis, and we worked alongside him to build his merch line for his project that he brought out, the Gospel Music Project. And then separately from that, Nathan Kistler, one of my closest friends that worked with us at Lime, he is tied in very tight to a lot of people in Washington, D.C., so he has a ministry in Washington, D.C. that he led called Hope to the Hill Ministries. And through that, he met several filmmakers through Museum of the Bible, through congressional hearings and stuff where he would attend. And he ran into some of the producers of the movie Reagan and started talking to them about it. And they mentioned what they were looking for, what they were doing, and they mentioned Dennis. He mentioned that Dennis was a friend of ours already and that this is the kind of work we did. And that's where the process all started rolling. So it was two separate points, and then, but both came basically from the same connection, because Nathan is Amber Nealon Kistler. That is his wife. So it's just crazy that it was from two totally different parts of the music on one side and Washington, D.C. on the other, and both of them were talking about us. And
now the plane, the tragic plane crash recently, now that claimed the life of...
Yeah, that was Larry and Lisa Haney, which were the pilot, and his wife. Then Jason and Kelly, Neil and Clark, which Jason Clark and Kelly were two of the members of the Nealons. Amber Kistler, which is Nathan's wife, claimed the life of Nathan and Amber. And then our friend that had an office there with us at Lime that worked with us, Melody Hodges.
Well, I'm so sorry. So, that's got to be, it's amazing what y'all have been through recently.
Yeah, it's been I tell you, our community has taken quite a beating the last 30 days or so. And that just seemed to start it off. And then we've had, you know, line of duty deaths in Carroll County, Paulden County, and had an officer die in Douglas County, which is where I work full time for the fire department.
Really?
So it's been a, it's been quite a 30-day period. But yeah, it was, that was, you know, without a doubt, the worst day of our life. I mean, there's no comparison to that. And Nathan and Amber both were so intricate in the whole project, and staying in touch with the people that we work with, a buddy of ours named Jason Noble, who's out in on the West Coast. He was great friends with Nathan and Amber. He does a lot of movie marketing production. So they had made that connection to help us out and kind of lean on him for some advice and stuff we needed. And then, you know, roughly 30 days before the movie launches, you know, they passed. So they don't even get to, that's probably the worst part of all this, is they didn't even get to see it come full circle and get to go to the premiere with us or anything
like
that.
Well, I failed to mention, and I should have done this at the beginning, this is a serious film. You mentioned Dennis Quaid, who plays Ronald Reagan, John Voight, who plays the KGB agent,
yeah,
Penelope Ann Miller, who plays Nancy, and Jennifer O'Neill, who plays the mother of Ronald Reagan. And of course, I remember Jennifer from many, 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 many years ago. Yeah. I think it was summer of 42. So if you would, I think this is important, because there's a lot of low budget films that have been coming out in years, but this is very well done.
Yeah, this is I wouldn't call it a top budget film. That's, you know, when you're dealing with like Marvel and places like that, they're dishing out $300 to $400 million up front.
Yeah, Tom Cruise.
But sort of. Right. But for a biopic film, it is at the top of the budget line, mm-hmm. and bringing in people like Quaid and Penelope Ann Miller and John Voight. Obviously, it had a pretty good budget just in salaries alone. But then it went through, man, I don't know how many preview screenings and stuff like that. And then they would go back, reshoot certain scenes based off the information or the opinions, feedback they got. And the cinematography went through, I don't know how many processes of being redone, just trying to capture that. They wanted to capture that 80s look in the film. So they didn't necessarily want this to be a film that was filmed in 2023 and 2024 and look and made to be 1980. They wanted a lot of this film to look like it was set in Reagan's time, you know, from
and that's important because the 80s, it was a very different time. And we were at the end of the Cold War. The Cold War had been going on, you know, since World War II, effectively. And And so it's very, the 80s and that atmosphere and the approach and the speeches and everything was so different than today. Completely different. So I just want to emphasize, I think you're absolutely right. And that's one of the appeals of the film. So,
and it's, as you go, if you go see the film, it is, just kind of eerily similar to what's going on right now. So you go back and watch a lot of the things. I was, you know, pretty young during Reagan's first term, and so I don't remember a lot of it other than he was a household name. My mom and dad talked about him all the time. But a lot of what was going on then is going full circle now. So they had protests on college campuses, people trying to shut down the colleges, people protesting in the streets. It goes through that whole process showing that. It shows the threat of Russia and what they're doing. And so now we have the Russia-Ukraine war going on. And it's just really crazy when you go look at it. And then you're like, my wife and I were watching the film, and I leaned over to her, and I'm like, this is exactly what's going on right now.
Yeah, you can take it further. We have, well, back then, because I'm old enough, we had stagflation, which was a combination of inflation and unemployment. We had, of course, in the Middle East, we lost Iran, and that's a whole big issue. And, of course, the hostages, 44 yeah. were taken, and they were held for, or 52 were taken, they were held for 444 days. We lost Nicaragua. The similarities were amazing. And then Reagan came along, just like Trump did, and pretty much took over the Republican Party. And Reagan appealed to what we call conservative Democrats back right. then. And then Trump is appealing to populism. And Reagan used the Make America Great Again slogan.
Yeah.
He just put "let's" in front of it.
Yeah.
So the similarities are great. But we're talking about, you know, 40-some-odd years difference, and so the culture has changed. Anti-communism, people don't know what that is.
Right.
So that's why I think this movie is so fascinating for all those reasons you mentioned. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back with more. We've got plenty more to talk about with the Mark Sullivan of Lime Biscuit Creative after these words.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Gradick, your host, and really enjoying our topic this morning, which is no surprise to anybody. But Mark Sullivan of Lime Biscuit Creative is here. We're talking about the movie Reagan, which is coming out today on in Carrollton, Noonan, and Douglasville. Give us a little bit of the storyline, if you would, and at some point we'll talk more about, you know, Lime Biscuit's role in promoting the movie. But for right now, let's talk a little bit about the storyline.
Well, the movie starts off, it's very intensive as far as the KGB interaction with Reagan. They talk a lot about Russia, the Cold War. They set up a lot of pretty much about tear down this wall. It's the first probably 25 minutes of it is building towards this climactic end. But they talk about his relationship with the KGB, what they were trying to find out on Reagan, what kind of things they could use against him. A lot of stuff that, you never saw behind the scenes. We didn't see on the media. And then they talked about their fear of Reagan because Reagan had pretty much called out communism as the biggest threat that they have to society. So they knew that he was coming for them. And they saw Reagan building up the defense system and spending so much money on the defense system, they were becoming pretty terrified of what the United States would be capable of doing to them. So it starts off with that, telling that story. It slowly works into his time in the film industry and then being president of the Screen Actors Guild and trying to kind of negotiate contracts with them. And that kind of shows you his ability to start negotiating with Russia and with other countries about anything from international safety to economics. That's where he learned a lot of his techniques for debating. And so it talks about all of that time with the Screen Actors Guild, some of the movie stuff that he did. And then it slowly moves into his time as governor in California. It covers it briefly and then shows him entertaining the idea of becoming president because he saw so many things going wrong in the country. He saw interest rates just going through the roof like we've never seen before. The stagflation was killing everybody. And he said, I just can't do anything as a governor. There's very little I have control over. But as president, I can do a lot. So that's where he finally starts to come to the conclusion that a presidential run is in his future. And most people don't even realize, they think it was just this huge success story. But Reagan tried to run for president twice before he got elected to the 1980. So it wasn't just all, you know, flowers and perfume.
That's what I was saying. He had to take over the Republican Party and did in 76. Because the Ford, the establishment wing or the Rhino wing of the Republican Party, pushed, they didn't want him.
Right.
I mean, he had to bully his way in there. And but he was always, you know, the String Actors Guild VP slot was his first entree really into politics.
Right.
But he was, what he did, which is and a lot of people have them, and I certainly do, he would take a legal yellow pad and write out radio commentaries. And he recorded over 300 of them. They aired on approximately 300 radio stations. So he thought through the issues of the day. And that's where his conservatism really was honed, if you will. And so, as we mentioned before the program, before I came here in 87, I worked for Congressman Larry McDonald, who was on Korean Airlines Flight 7, who was lost along with 268 other people. And that was in September 1st, 1983, so we're at the 41-year anniversary. But that was a significant part, and I'm pleased to know it's at least mentioned in the movie. We were disappointed in that Ronnie had never mentioned Larry's name, but we had to live with that. But one of the things that was significant, obviously, in Ronnie's presidency was the assassination attempt, because that changed a lot for him. It changed Nancy, it changed him, and H.W. Bush took on a big role in that administration. So that's addressed, obviously, in the film also.
It is. And the assassination attempts, that's probably the first vivid memory I have of Reagan when I was younger. So at that time, we lived in Hillsboro, Ohio, and I remember getting on the school bus, and the school bus driver was crying. Well, I had no clue why my school bus driver was crying, but I just thought it was odd, and she had the radio on, and I was still at that point, couldn't really tell what she was listening to. It was just a lot of chatter back and forth. Apparently, it just had happened, and I get home, and my mom's sitting in the kitchen, teared up, and she's got the TV on, and she's watching the news coverage, and of course, it was a disaster. You know, they went from he's fine to he's passed away to he's fine again to, I mean, there was so many stories going back and forth. Dan Rather was coming unglued at his team because they were getting bad information to him. So that in the movie, when I saw that in the movie, it is recreated very, very closely to what you've seen on TV, you know, for years and years and years. And then ironically, just 2 weeks before we saw our first premiere of the movie, we were at the Hilton in D.C. and were able to walk outside, and we did not even realize we were at that hotel. We had flown in, Ubered over to the hotel, and my friend Jason Noble was actually the one from that lives out on the West Coast. Is like, you know, right out here is where they tried to assassinate Reagan. And so we walked out there, and they've got a plaque that's
on the sidewalk,
and it's just brought chills to me to stand there. But they do cover it, and they cover his time, some of the time in surgery, and him apparently still making jokes all the way till they put him under anesthesia.
The projectile, shall we say, and that's a whole other story, which we won't get into, got an inch from the heart. And, you know, now we're, you know, fast forward, you know, 40 years or 44, I guess, years later, and then the assassination attempt on Trump. And as Reagan famously said, I hope all you surgeons are Republicans. And then Trump gets up and says, fight, fight, fight. So, you know, the analogies, there are actually several right there.
Yeah, it is. It's seeing, I'm excited to see, we've yet to see the finished project. So during this, we got to see pre-screenings and down to the most rudimentary, where you could see microphone boom stands in the shots and people walking behind them and stuff like that. So we haven't got to see the actual finished project with the cinematography. We were supposed to go to the premiere in LA, which was a couple weeks ago, but with everything that had been going on with the plane crash and stuff, we just couldn't bring ourselves to go out there to it.
Sure.
So that's when we were set to see it. So we're going to take our staff and some family members, and we're going to go just see it together here in Carrollton.
Yeah, well, let's take a break, and then when we come back, we'll get more into exactly what y'all's role as Lyme Business Creative is with the film. We're on Facebook Live if you got any comments or questions, whatever. And we'll be back with more with Mark Sullivan after these words.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
All right, welcome back to the Community Voice. We're talking about Ronald Reagan, so I'm having a good time. I don't care about you. Anyway, one of the greatest compliments I ever had was a school superintendent tell me I was a Reagan conservative. So that was kind of cool.
Pat myself on the back.
His speeches were perfect. Yeah. I mean, you talk about the great communicator. It was just amazing. I know Dennis Quaid was hesitant about taking the role, because you're asking yourself to play a character who was, I mean, he took his acting skills and his experience as governor and then his knowledge that he actually thought through the issues, which is, you know, we don't always see that anymore, but his, and then his humor. So I can understand Dennis Quaid being intimidated by trying to play the role.
Yeah, he wasn't initially, didn't really want to listen to the offer. And his wife talked to him. He had a couple other people that talked to him about it. And Dennis is, he's 70 now, so he's at a good age to play that role. But he nails the performance. I mean, it is the his sound, his accent, everything. He just hits it spot on. And then they start in the movie where Reagan's younger, and as he gets older, Dennis ages with the role. So you'll see Reagan age through the movie itself.
Another part, and I was blessed to have this, but these type leaders, if you will, and I think of FDR and Douglas MacArthur, their mothers play such a pivotal role in their lives. And particularly, I think it's Reagan's father who had a problem with alcoholism. But so Jennifer O'Neill, having her there, I mean, I'm sure that adds a lot to it.
Yeah, they bring her in a pretty good bit off and on, so they build through his childhood throughout the movie. So they'll go back and do little spots of him in school or him in church. And they said the first time they realized that he had something special was in church. He started just quoting these scriptures that his mom didn't even know he had been reading them.
Right.
But he apparently had only read over them a couple of times, and it was almost like a photographic memory where he's just spitting out these scriptures,
yeah,
and in such a way that everybody in the church is just enthralled in what he's saying.
Right.
And that's when his mom realized he's got something special. And that's when they started talking to him about, about standing up to bullies and about being a leader in your class and things like that. And he claims that that's a big part of set his path toward the presidency.
He really started in radio. He did a lot of sports casting. But anyway, we're going to run out of time. Tell us more so about your role and Lime Biscuit's role in supporting this movie.
So we were the promotional marketing campaign agency. So it's a lot of words to basically say. We print and produce all the movie merchandise, posters, stickers, the challenge coins like I brought you guys here. And then we work with all the theaters where all the pre-screenings have been going on all across the United States. So there's been about 250 pre-screenings of the movie across the United States. And then we work with them to send them the feedback forms so that they respond back with what they thought about the movie, how they can change it, make it better, stuff like that. And so we've been sending that stuff out for over a year and a half now. This whole process has been going on right at 2 years, but we've had NDAs. We've not been allowed to say anything to anybody. So pretty much the only people that knew were the people that worked with us at Lime and then Brad, our UPS driver, because this stuff would just start. I mean, his truck would be half full of some of the product we're having to bring in. So that was our main role, was working through that. And then the strategy of what we're going to send, who we're going to send it to, what areas we're sending it to changed, what type of products we may send to them. And then developing the look of the movie stuff itself, so like the poster backdrops and stuff like that in the film advertisements.
What's it like working with an organization like this, this caliber?
It's like running on a treadmill at 20 miles an hour and not being able to stop. That's about they call all hours of the night trying to, we have a screening we added here, or we've dropped this screening. We've done last minute stuff. We work with actor Kirk Cameron, who's obviously got several films, and we worked with smaller type things like that. So that kind of helped us segue into this one. But this one was like, starting off with a firework, and they were already running behind because the production company and promotion company wanted to move up the release of the film to August instead of September. So that sped everything up. So it's a lot of sleepless nights and getting in at 7 a.m. and then leaving at 9 or 10 o'clock at night. And it was a lot, but it was a lot of fun. I'd do it again tomorrow. And hopefully we have another one that's coming up, but it was just special to start off with this one. This was, like I said, Reagan was in my house. He was the king. I mean, I remember going to the Carroll County Courthouse with my dad and watching votes come in at the 84 election, like watching them roll in and count them. And it's kind of sad we don't get to do that anymore. That was a really cool part of growing up. And then during his first election, we were in Hillsborough, Ohio, and worked with Congressman Bob McEwen, and my dad helped on the campaign with Reagan in Ohio. So to see all that land in our lap, it was pretty cool to see all of it happen.
Our guest this morning has been Mark Sullivan. The movie is Reagan, opening in theaters in Carrollton, Noonan, and Douglasville. We would highly encourage you to see it. The great communicator, and a lot of memories there, and a lot of memories I could talk about for quite a while. But Mark, thank you for coming in. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
We're sorry for the plane crash. That was one horrible tragedy. And we thank you for listening. Go out and make it a great day. You're in tune to WLBB Carrollton.